Venezuela,
Brasil,
Argentina,
Ecuador,
Bolivia,
Uruguay,
Paraguay,
Nicaragua,
Salvador,
Cuba.
With 10 left-wing governments in power today, Latin America is leading the world in implementing progressive social change.
Demonized by the North American mainstream media, a revolution is taking place in Latin America as many governments reject U.S. imperialist domination and neoliberalism in favor of socialism, social democracy, and integration.
From the 1950s to the 1990s, the United States subjected Latin America to 18 military dictatorships and neoliberalism. The dictatorships killed about 1 million people, and neoliberalism impoverished many countries.
The Latin American Revolution is the people's answer to these U.S. imperial strategies. This remarkable process is the result of decades of struggle by political parties and social and guerrilla movements inspired by Latin America's liberator, Simón Bolívar, and its best-known revolutionary, Che Guevara.
La revolución.
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 Revolución
latinoamericana.
You're listening to The Latin American Revolution, a four-part radio documentary. I'm Kristen Schwartz.
I'm Asad Ismi. Most of the interviews in this documentary were recorded at the 2009 World Social Forum held in Belém, Brazil.
This is Integration Towards a United Latin America, the last episode in our series. Many Latin American countries are coming together to create a continental community based on socialism and taking care of human needs. For the next half hour, we look at this inspiring integration and its importance as a model for global development.
This new phase of integration between our nations and our countries is truly essential. If we want to put an end to this unipolar world which we inhabit, we have to unite in South America. Not only as presidents and governments, but we have to come together as peoples. I feel this needs to be the beginning of a more permanent coordination effort that brings together the social movements and the presidents who are fighting for the welfare of our peoples.
That was President Evo Morales of Bolivia speaking at the 2009 World Social Forum in Belém, Brazil. He shared the stage with four other Latin American presidents: Lula da Silva of Brazil, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, Rafael Correa of Ecuador, and Fernando Lugo of Paraguay. Each leader spoke of the revolutionary integration of Latin America. This is President Hugo Chavez, who puts integration in the context of the capitalist crisis.
In the face of this threat, this crisis, we need to hurry on the path towards unification, and we need to focus on the southern hemisphere. We need to come together and consolidate our efforts through the Banco Sur, the Petro Sur, our energy sectors, and our social and economic development programs. And I believe we are on the right path, but we need to speed up as we march towards the full implementation and a more refined articulation of this phenomenal transnational project that will unite Latin America and the Caribbean.
The Bolivarian Revolution underway in Venezuela is named for Simón Bolívar, who liberated South America from Spanish colonialism. He wanted Latin American countries to unite, partly to prevent another imperial power, the United States, from dominating them. Che Guevara, too, called for a Latin America united in a socialist community of nations. Integration is central to the Latin American Revolution because only through it can Latin American countries become truly independent, defeat U.S. imperialism, and spread socialism. Today, the framework for a Latin America united both economically and politically is being created.
The effort is being led by Venezuela, Brazil, Bolivia, and Cuba, with many other countries participating. Their initiatives include the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, an integration of 12 South American countries, which includes a parliament, a presidential forum, a secretariat, and a military alliance. In February 2010, 39 Latin American countries met in Mexico and agreed to create a new regional organization that excludes the U.S. and Canada. This grouping will supplant the U.S.-dominated Organization of American States.
Latin American nations have come together to also form the Bank of the South, the television network of the South, known as Telesur, and the petroleum company of the South, called Petroamerica. 8 South American and Caribbean countries have established a progressive trade group called the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, or ALBA. With UNASUR, the Bank of the South, Petroamerica, and ALBA, an entirely new socialist-oriented continental economy is being created. This economy does not function according to capitalist market rules, but rather responds to the development needs of the Latin American people.
João Batista Lemos is Assistant Secretary International Relations of the Brazilian Central of Workers, a federation of 50 Brazilian unions that supports the Lula government. We spoke to Batista at the Belém World Social Forum.
Integration today is key for any country that is trying to become more developed. Things must happen collectively among Latin America, not just nationally. There is no path alone. It is necessary for one's culture, people, and history to all take part in preparing to overcome imperialism and to become united. Only this way would Latin America free itself from the imperialistic countries who try to utilize our Latin countries as public services for themselves. We can't let that continue to happen. We must always want to evolve together, equally, to better all conditions of life.
Latin American integration initiatives extend beyond economic, political, and military areas and include even health. Sonia Fleury is a political scientist and president of the Brazilian Center for the Study of Health, based in Rio de Janeiro. This center helped create a free national healthcare system in Brazil and now wants to set up a revolutionary continent-wide free healthcare system for all of Latin America. We spoke to Fleury at the Belém World Social Forum.
And now we are in this movement of integration of Latin America with the slogan of Latin America must have the free right to health care for everybody, with the similar approach of the Brazilian health care system. And we are proposing a conference, an international conference on national health care for everybody. It will be held in December here with other countries of Latin America. This is what we are proposing. We have a Latin American association, that is ALAMIS, that was very active in this sense also. And here we had a meeting during 2 days with people from very different social levels and intellectuals, movements, social movements, everybody together discussing how to push in this direction.
The Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, was formally constituted by 12 South American countries in May 2008 at a summit in Brasilia, Brazil. The countries are Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Guyana, Paraguay, Peru, Suriname, and Uruguay. UNASUR represents 377 million people with a GNP of $1.5 billion, and it signals to the world that South America is ready to control its own destiny. UNASUR's main tasks are eliminating poverty and illiteracy.
The UNASUR member states, except for Colombia, also agreed to the formation of a South American Defense Council aimed at ensuring that the country's armed forces are committed to the construction of peace. The Defense Council is aimed at creating a military alliance without the United States, an absolutely unprecedented event. The formation of UNASUR is a historical event, and for President Chavez, it is the culmination of Latin America's 2-century-long search for unity.
Rosemary Irusta and Sabina Gonzalez are activists on housing issues in Bolivia. We spoke to them at the World Social Forum in Belém, Brazil, says Rosemary Irusta.
La promoción de la unión de Latinoamérica y la integración a nivel continental.
As for the advancement of the Latin American Union and the economic integration on a continental scale, I believe that this is the best thing that can happen to us. I believe that this is addressed by the ALBA and the UNASUR. More importantly, we need to break away from the imperialist model and become independent. We need to be confident and assured that we have enough resources and a better supply of capital, opposed to the Yankees, who have mostly benefited from our wealth of resources.
Says Sabina Gonzalez.
UNASUR is también, ¿no? A través de los gobiernos que se unen y han tenido.
UNASUR is another form of integration that seeks to unite our governments. It seeks to provide support, which it has given to Bolivia, especially during times of conflict. UNASUR's members have backed our government and in turn its people, since they are one and the same. We have received a massive amount of support from them. They have declared their alliance, and we have accepted it without hesitation.
The Bank of the South has been formed by Venezuela, Bolivia, Brazil, Ecuador, and Paraguay. Each country gives a portion of its GNP to the bank, which has assets of $7 billion. The bank gives Latin American countries credit at low interest rates. This means the end of 25 years of U.S.-imposed neoliberalism that reduced these nations to beggars through enforced privatization, free trade, and structural adjustment programs, or SAPs. Whenever Latin American countries wanted a development project, they had to go to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and or the World Bank, both U.S.-dominated, which would offer loans at usurious interest rates that the states could not afford.
When the countries could not pay back the loans, they had to carry out the World Bank and IMF's SAP conditions, which included selling whatever valuable national assets they had to multinational corporations that then controlled their economies. This was known as the Washington Consensus, and from 1980 to 2005, it created immense poverty in Latin America. Now, Latin American countries can get loans for development projects at low rates and fulfill their people's basic needs. This is crucial in terms of making integration a socialist process.
Lilian Celeberti is from Uruguay, and is coordinator of Feminist Articulation Mercosur, or AFM. AFM promotes the role of women in Latin American integration. Based in Montevideo, Uruguay, AFM is a collection of feminist organizations from various countries, including Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, Peru, and Bolivia. We talked to Celeberti at the Belém World Social Forum. She discusses the importance of the socialist aspect of integration.
Yo tampoco creo en un socialismo que se parece tanto al capitalismo que en realidad no tiene ninguna diferencia.
I don't believe in a socialism that resembles capitalism so much that there's not a big difference between the two. We need to go beyond a term or a name and address our relationship to the environment, our energy alternatives, our growth, and how we exploit our natural resources. This is a very complex task which requires us to figure out solutions to these issues. Maybe we don't need to rely on one mode of thinking. Instead, we should borrow from different approaches which can help us construct better alternatives.
No de un pensamiento total abarcador, sino de muchas propuestas parciales que vayan construyendo esas alternativas.
A socialist integration is especially important given the present crisis of capitalism. Ramon Cardona is secretary of the World Federation of Unions, which consists of unions from 84 countries. Cardona was formerly on the secretariat of the CTC, Cuba's Trade Union Central. We spoke to him at the Belém World Social Forum.
We can't go looking for alternatives in those places where the conditions that brought about this disaster originated. This economic disaster that is unfolding, it is most definitely a failure on the part of capitalism itself, which proves to us that this model has nothing more to offer to our nations. We will not find any solutions by resorting to this model. We cannot resolve the problems of capitalism with more capitalism. We believe that we need to look for another model that provides us with an alternative and a way through which we can realize the integration of our nations. We need to rely on our strength and not that which is found elsewhere. We have resources, we have potential, we are intellectually capable to carry out this project of integration. And for this to happen, we are certain we need to struggle and collaborate together.
Aprendimos a quererte desde la histórica altura, donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable y transparencia de tu querida presencia.
In September 2005, energy ministers from 11 Latin American countries agreed to move towards regional integration in the energy field by consolidating the Petroamerica energy project promoted by President Chavez. The countries are Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, Guyana, Paraguay, Peru, Uruguay, and Venezuela. Rafael Ramirez, the Venezuelan Minister of Energy and Oil at the time, called this agreement the axis of continental integration. Petroamerica is a multinational oil company formed by the state oil companies of Bolivia, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Cuba, and Trinidad. The joint company will control 11.5% of world oil reserves.
Petroamerica is aimed at achieving full energy cooperation within Latin America so that its oil can be used for the development of its own people rather than that of northern countries. As President Chavez says, quote, "We need the oil to develop our own countries, to create a diversified economy that includes an industrial sector and viable agriculture so that we can feed and employ our own people," unquote. Petroamerica also involves Venezuela sharing its oil with countries that do not have any. Venezuela has given 14 Caribbean countries cheap financing for oil purchases to be repaid over 25 years. These are countries that often find it difficult to buy oil. There are barter arrangements as well. Venezuela gives Cuba 90,000 barrels of oil a day in exchange for the 20,000 Cuban doctors who are working in the poorest areas of Venezuela. Such South-South cooperation means a new economic focus on serving the needs of the southern people, not the greed of multinational corporations and northern governments.
Then there's Telesur, which stands for the New Television Station of the South. Telesur is a television channel formed by the state television broadcasters of Venezuela, Argentina, Cuba, Uruguay, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Nicaragua. Its function is to allow the people of these countries to communicate directly with one another and not through the U.S. network CNN, as they did before. For the first time, Telesur gives Latin Americans a clear vision of each other, which is crucial for creating an integrated community. Latin American integration cannot succeed if the people learn about each other through imperialist media that are hostile to them and distort their self-image. Such media also only promote capitalist viewpoints, says Lillian Salaberti.
Porque la gente tiene que sentirse...
People need to feel represented linguistically and socially. The multiplicity of issues we are facing cannot be viewed from one single angle. We need debate amongst people who think differently and not amongst equally minded peers, because that does not stimulate our societies. People want to form their own opinion, and I feel this is a very important issue.
Formar su propia opinión, y me parece que ese es un tema importante.
In 2004, Venezuela and Cuba set up the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, or ALBA, a progressive trade alliance that has grown to include eight countries: Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and the Caribbean countries Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Antigua and Barbuda. The alliance does not trade goods in U.S. dollars, but instead in the sucre, a virtual currency. ALBA is aimed at advancing social justice and human well-being, not expanding free trade. The alliance calls for fair, complementary, and mutually supportive trade so that member nations can overcome their economic inequalities and eradicate poverty.
For Julio Chavez, one of the main leaders of the Bolivarian Revolution in Venezuela, ALBA and his country's other promotions of Latin American integration are its way of sharing its social programs with the rest of the continent. Revolutionaries like him do not see the spread of social rights as just a national process, but as a critical part of regional integration. He spoke about this to students in Toronto.
No tratado de libre comercio.
We don't promote a free trade agreement.
Procesos de integración.
We promote processes of integration.
En donde nos estamos integrando, por ejemplo, en el ALBA.
In which we are integrating, for example, with the ALBA.
Sí, aquí manejan algunos la alianza, los tratados de libre comercio.
So on the one hand, they have those free trade agreements.
Nosotros proponemos como alternativa la alianza bolivariana de los pueblos de nuestra América.
But an alternative to it is what we are proposing, the ALBA.
Para que todos estos programas sociales que ustedes vieron,
so that all these programs,
lo podamos compartir.
We can then share with the other countries.
En términos de solidaridad,
in solidarity,
con nuestros hermanos del Ecuador, de Bolivia, de Nicaragua, del Salvador, de Paraguay, de todos los países hermanos. De modo que la integración es no en términos del mercado, sino en términos de la gente, de lo social. Y esa es la gran diferencia.
Under ALBA, Venezuela's Operation Miracle, which provides free eye operations, has been expanded to all of Latin America and the Caribbean, and has restored the sights of 1 million people. After Bolivia joined ALBA, it gained doctors and teachers, technical assistance for managing its hydrocarbon sector, and a market for its soybeans. In exchange, Bolivia provided natural gas. This is Rosemary Arusta from Cochabamba, Bolivia.
ALBA también, ¿no? O sea, es igual una...
The ALBA is also a form of integration that will enable greater cooperation between our countries. It will help our economies and will allow us to meet our needs and to share resources.
Para poder, como digo, compartir nuestras necesidades y nuestras riquezas.
Cuba was one of the two founding members of ALBA, along with Venezuela. This is Ramon Cardona from Cuba.
Cuba and the World Labor Federation, the organization that I represent, are also both members of ALBA. This is a great alternative for cooperation that we don't want to impose on anyone. Yet, like the UNASUR, it is quite an advanced model towards an integration that goes beyond economic collaboration and trade, but addresses our political and social mechanisms. It is an alternative model that abides with the principle of solidarity. It is not the market that rules, but a conviction and a willingness on the part of governments and their citizens to truly work together and in solidarity.
Doris Miranda is an educator from Nicaragua and former vice mayor of the city of Estelí.
The integration of these countries is valid on many different levels. For instance, in Central America, you have poorer countries than in South America. But when you form alliances with countries whose economies are much stronger, like Venezuela and Brazil, it puts you in a better position when confronting neoliberal politics and globalization. It strengthens everyone. Just because we are working together on strategies that will not only benefit our individual countries, but the entire Latin American region.
UNASUR, the Bank of the South, Petroamerica, Telesur, and ALBA signify the triumph of the Latin American revolution, not just at the national, but at the continental level. The revolution is aimed at eliminating poverty and exploitation all over Latin America and at providing free education, medical care, and basic needs to all its citizens. In moving towards a united socialist Latin America, its citizens have looked to the example of Simón Bolívar, Che Guevara, and to their indigenous leaders and philosophies. The philosophy of the revolution is that life is about sharing and community, and that society exists to uplift everyone, not just a privileged few.
Latin America appears headed towards becoming a socialist community of nations that takes care of its people. This is an enormous victory for Latin Americans over the barbarism imposed on the continent by 500 years of capitalism and imperialism. 100 million indigenous people were killed by European colonialism in Latin America. About 1 million Latin Americans have been murdered by U.S.-imposed military dictatorships since the 1950s. In the 1980s and 90s, the U.S. forced neoliberalism on Latin American countries, which destroyed one economy after another, creating massive poverty.
A major effect of European and U.S. imperialism, military dictatorship, and neoliberalism has been to impoverish the majority of the people in order to enrich a small elite. Latin Americans have risen against this imperialism and capitalism by putting 10 left-wing governments in power to implement what President Chavez calls 21st century socialism. In doing so, Latin America has shown the progressive way forward for all nations of the South that make up 80% of humanity. This majority has been murdered in the hundreds of millions and made destitute by the elites of Europe and North America for more than five centuries. The Latin American revolution today is leading the global poor majority towards reclaiming a world that rightfully belongs to them. This is Doris Miranda from Nicaragua.
Los países están despertando, se están dando cuenta que esas...
An awakening is taking place in these countries. They are realizing that neoliberal policies didn't address the needs of the masses. I believe that their vision is of great importance. And this vision aims to rescue the great majority of people from a life of extreme poverty and to create stable economic conditions for everyone. That needs to be a collective struggle. Each nation on its own cannot address this issue. We have to come together and form a united front. This is a process that has begun, and it's ongoing. I believe this can be credited to an awakened consciousness by the masses of people. And now we are going to see a new model focused on human rights and human development.
You have been listening to Integration Towards a United Latin America, the final episode of the documentary series, The Latin American Revolution.
The Latin American Revolution is dedicated to the memory of Che Guevara.
This documentary was written by Asad Ismi and produced by Kristen Schwartz. Go to www.asadismi.ws to download the series.
Translation in this episode by Susie Alvarez, Robin Nieto, Cristina Maria Santos, Dr. Maria Paz Victor, Sarah Lurero. Interview with Doris Miranda, conducted by Sarah Lurero in Nicaragua.
Theme music is Seis por Derecho and El Gabán by Egberto Chiridos and Henry Rubio of Venezuela from the album Festival Llanero. In this episode, you also heard Hasta Siempre Comandante by Carlos Puebla.
Narration by Asad Ismi and Kristen Schwartz. Voiceover in this episode by Michael Brito, Robin Nieto, Roger Langan, Dr. Maria Paz Victor, Rachel Warden, Amandeep Panag, Naushad Ali Hussain, and Susie Alvarez.
Special thanks to Susie Alvarez, Sarah Larrero, Alini Santos, and to Danae Parrott and Kevin Shaw at CHRY 105.5 FM for studio facilities.
This documentary was funded by Canadian Union of Postal Workers National,
CUPW Local 576 North Bay,
Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 3903,
Ontario Public Service Employees Union,
Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation,
Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association,
Public Service Alliance of Canada,
and the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Thank you for listening.